The Vet Hospital on Stray FM's Family Show.
I've come along to see Dr. Bob Partridge. I'm here at the Vet Hospital in Harrogate. Hello.
Hello, welcome again.
What would be your concerns at the moment with regards to cats, dogs, rabbits, guinea pigs, whatever our pets are?
Well, we're heading back again to another spell of cold weather, and there's be cold weather coming through. And we do have to think about what happens with our pets with it. And with rabbits, making sure that if they are housed outside, that they are well insulated, got lots of insulation underneath them as well, because that's the main source of heat loss for them. So making sure the hutches are properly insulated and that we're giving them a chance to exercise, but also a chance to get back into the warm again.
Is it okay to leave a rabbit outside in the winter, or would you sometimes bring them in?
I think certainly making sure that they are brought into an area that is sheltered, so possibly into the garage or into a sheltered part of the garden. But providing the hutch is well enough designed and well enough insulated, then yes, it can be acceptable to leave them out over winter time. Well, we need to think about our dogs and our dogs running around. Many of us will be topping up our cars with antifreeze, and there's always that danger of leaving a bottle of half-empty antifreeze lying around because it's actually very, very sweet. And dogs and cats actually like the taste of antifreeze a lot. The problem then is that it can actually then lead to severe kidney problems and things for them. So we need to make sure that we are avoiding any contact with antifreeze and that we're making sure the top's put back on the bottle securely. I mean, this applies to young children as well. We put top securely back on the bottle and it's disposed of carefully and responsibly.
I suppose that's quite a good general rule as well for animals and children. Any chemicals, bottles, you can put child locks on doors and keep them up out of the way. That's good all year round.
Absolutely. And keeping them in their original container. I think the danger is when things are decanted into an old Lucozade bottle or something and it's then used inappropriately because of that. So yes, keep them in the original containers and avoid access for children.
When it comes to really cold temperatures, is it ever too cold to either walk your dog or let your cat out?
I think in the depths of winter in Canada, I guess, then yes, you could probably say, yes, it probably would be too cold. I think in the UK, I think it'd be rare that we'd ever get to a situation where it'd be too cold to go out. And certainly I think my two springers would go on strike if I ever tried to prevent them from going out on a run. But we do need to be aware that when the temperatures are cold, that we need to make sure that they're keeping them warm. And with some, the smaller dogs in particular, they will lose body heat more rapidly because their surface area per the volume is actually greater. And so they'll lose temperature more rapidly. So appropriate coats can be sensible for them to have. But also when we're out walking our dogs, remember that the cats have been out putting salt on the roads, and when that salt rubs in between the toes, it can actually make their toes really quite sore.
Oh.
So when we come back in, when we've been out for a walk on some areas that may have been gritted, give the paws just a quick rinse over and then dry them thoroughly just to avoid any soreness from the salt.
I never knew that one. That's a good tip. And what about ice? I mean, obviously that's the other side. If it's not been gritted, it might be slippy. Are we more likely to slip, or are the dogs more likely to slip?
Well, I think we're both us and our dogs are likely to slip. And certainly we do see some typically cruciate injuries. We get those from skiing and things as well. But, our dogs do get them sometimes when they've skidded on some ice.
Anything else? Any other cold tips for our pets?
Well, again, exactly the same way as with ourselves. When the ponds and things ice over when we're out for a walk, often it's tempting for our pets to run and jump in, or they might be running across the ice and then fall in. The first thing to say with any incident on a frozen lake is that you have to look after your own safety first, and therefore call appropriate authorities and then make an appropriate rescue attempt. Don't just simply wade out and end up in problems yourself. But if our pets do just jump into some cold water, be aware that they may suffer from hypothermia, from coldness, and we need to try and get them dried off as quickly as possible and gradually bring their body temperature back up by wrapping them up nice and warm and having the car heater on, just gently bring them back through again.
I think there was actually a rescued dog just before Christmas actually in Skipton, a raccoon dog, which I've never heard of before, but that exact situation, he went in, he got stuck in the ice and the owners called the authorities and he got out safely and is now absolutely okay. So, good story.
It's always nice to have a happy ending, but the tragedy sometimes occurs is when pets jump in and the owners then jump in after them and then the owners actually end up being lost. And sometimes the pets actually then manage to survive, but the owners are lost. So make sure that any rescue attempt is done safely with regard to your own safety and the safety of other people first. And I know that's terrible to say as a vet, but it is important to have that priority right.
Well, thank you very much. So a lot of different messages there, but generally keep warm, stay safe, and if it's really cold, still got to get out for some exercise, but get back in and warm up very soon.
But don't forget to enjoy the cold weather as well. It's beautiful out there, you know, especially looking at the scenery. So make sure you enjoy the good weather where we get it as well, and have a good look at the scenery. But yeah, thanks for coming, and lovely to see you again.
The Vet Hospital on Stray FM's Family Show.